Hello and welcome to the eMoney Avenue monthly podcast, providing tips, strategies and inspiration in helping you to make money online. I'm your host, Glenn Shepherd, and I'd like to welcome you to eMoney Avenue podcast number 3, One Surefire Way to Avoid Failure. Now, if you're listening to this podcast, it's likely that you either have an online business or you're interested in it in some way. But the fact is, the majority of people who try to make money online, who try to have an online business, actually fail. But why is that? Well, there could be many reasons for it. But when it boils down to it, there's only one surefire way to ensure failure. That is, a lack of action. Now, it could be that you find yourself confronted with many problems, and these make things hard and even mount up to such a degree that you just can't seem to get past them. But those things in themselves don't guarantee failure. There is one way, though, that problems and difficulties will definitely cause you to fail. That is, if you allow them to stop you from taking action. Yes, inaction is the only way to absolutely guarantee failure. Because at the end of the day, you can't succeed at something if you haven't attempted it, can you? It doesn't make sense. You can only succeed at something if you've tried it. If you haven't tried it, you haven't attempted it, then that will guarantee failure. That's obvious, isn't it? So, what causes a lack of action? Well, usually it's fear and doubt. A fear of not knowing enough. A fear of being criticised. The fear of the possibility of things going wrong. A lack of confidence, and so on and so forth. Now, if you're experiencing any crippling factors that are preventing you from taking action, what can you do? Well, at this point, I'd like to play for you an excerpt from a live call between online marketer and coach Sean Mize and some of his students. In this short clip, you'll hear Sean highlight one of the biggest reasons why people don't take action. Now, in this clip, he's talking specifically about creating products, but the principle applies to everything and not just to product creation. Have a listen.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I'll tell you, Beverly, I agree with you. You said a minute ago how, you know, for you, that it just makes it so much easier to just jump in there and create something rather than worrying about it being perfect first. And obviously those weren't your exact words. But, you know, I would say that the single biggest thing that holds people back, just based on my experience with my clients from creating products, is fear that it's not going to be perfect. And yet, in most cases, if people would go out there and just record everything they know, that they would get a product that's 90% there. And then all they've got to do is evaluate that product and ask themselves, what's the 10% that's missing? Then go create it. You know, or even allow their, I mean, you know, you could literally allow your buyers to help you with that process. Okay, you've done a 90% job here. You've done a 95% job here. You haven't spent all day tweaking every edge of it. Okay, but it's there. The information's there, but there's a missing piece or two. That's okay. Throw in unlimited email access to the product for the first 25 buyers and make sure they use it. Write them an email every day if you have to. You know, that may be going overboard, but you get the idea. Write them emails that says, hey, you know, how's it going? Do you have any questions? Did I miss anything? They'll tell you. And when they tell you, you go in and you create whatever it is that solves that particular problem, that opens up that link, whatever it is. And now you have a completed product, and you've allowed your buyers to do it for you, and they'll gladly do it because they're getting 60 days of free email access to you, and they're learning far more than they would have learned by not buying your 95% completed product and waiting for you to take the next 2 years to figure out how to make it 100% on your own.
Now, for a time, I held back from taking action myself for the very reasons mentioned by Sean Mize on that call there. But when I discovered another online marketer and coach, Alex Jeffries, I heard something that would contribute to a paradigm shift in my mindset. It was this phrase, "Don't get it perfect, just get it going." That one short, simple phrase was like a light bulb, a heavenly choir, a smack about the head and a ton of bricks all in one go for me. You see, I'm the sort of person who likes to get things just right before revealing them or setting them in motion. But taking on board and applying that one simple phrase from Alex Jeffries has enabled me to take action on various occasions and get positive results. Now, if something isn't perfect, well, it doesn't matter. I can tweak things as I go along. The key is taking action. And always remember, if you put yourself into what you're doing and put your own spin on things, then what you create will always be unique. It doesn't matter if you go over the same method that countless other people have taught or are creating the same type of product that's been around for years. So long as it's valuable, useful, and current, it's perfectly fine. Just think for a moment how many brands of coffee there are. Well, there are lots, aren't there? But it's all coffee. It all does the same thing and all tastes of coffee. How many different types of car are there? Well, too many for me to hazard a guess. But at the base level, they're all basically the same and ultimately serve the same purpose, albeit with unique differences, of course. So don't hold back from taking action simply because you feel that you don't have anything new to offer. You'll always have something new to offer because it comes from you. That has never been done before by anyone else throughout history. There's never been another you. So don't allow perceived obstacles to prevent you from moving forwards. I have a saying, an obstacle is only an obstacle when it's in your way. That stands to reason, doesn't it? If something's not in your way anymore, it's no longer an obstacle. So let's say you've come up against an obstacle. What do you do? Well, go over it, go around it, or even go through it. If all else fails, take another route entirely. But don't allow it to stop you completely. Keep moving and you'll always get somewhere. Don't move and, well, you're 100% guaranteed to get nowhere. So take massive, imperfect action. Push yourself forwards, and by keeping moving, you will always be in a much better position to reach your goals. Thanks so much for tuning in to this podcast this month. I'll be publishing a new podcast on the third Thursday of each month, so make sure that you bookmark my blog and subscribe to be alerted to when each one is live. Now, I'm always happy to answer any questions that I can, so please feel free to drop me a line via my blog at glenn-shepherd.com. Until next time, this has been Glenn Shepherd with the eMoney Avenue podcast. Take care and bye-bye for now.